Daf is Daf Samech Hey. So we got to the very last line of Samech Dalet Amud Beis. The Gemara says we were discussing this concept of Ayn Yafa Ayn Ra'a. So Gemara says Itmar Rav Huna Amar Rav, quotes from Rav, the halacha is Kedivrei Chachamim, who hold Ayn Ra'a Mocher, that a person is very stingy when he sells. However, Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba Amar in Shmuel, quoting Shmuel, who's always the Bar Plukta, a Rav halacha Kirbi Kiva, that Ayn Yafa Mocher. So Amalei Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba l'Rav Huna, so Rav Yirmiyah, who paskins like Rabbi Kiva, says to Rav Huna, who had paskin like Chachamim, V'ha zimnin sagin, weren't there a number of times, Amrisa kamei dirav, hilchasa k'Rabbi Kiva. Didn't you many times, we said in front of you, Rav paskin like Rabbi Kiva, and not like Chachamim. V'lo Amali, v'lo midein, you never said anything to me about how to paskin. So he says, Amrlai Heicha Tanisa, how did you learn? What was how were you saying Rav Shita versus what did Rabbi Kiva say versus a Chachamim? Amrlai Ipcha Tanina, because I taught the opposite. He was confusing between Rabbi Kiva and Chachamim, who said Ayn Yafa, who said Ayn Ra, and Mishim Hachi, it's for that reason, Lo Amr Lacha Lo Midin. So that's the reason why Rav Yirmiyah never responded back, Rav Huna rather never said differently. But the bottom line is, regardless of who says what, Rabbi Kiva or Chachamim, the principle at hand is we paskin be'ayin ra'a mocher. That's how we paskin. Okay. The Gemara now says, Amar le Ravina le Rav Ashi lema azula tamayu. Let's say that both Rav Nachman, say both Shmuel and Rav go l'shitaso. Again, which way? Rav holds be'ayin ra'a and Shmuel holds be'ayin yofa. So how do we see azula tamayu? How do we see that they go to the Shita in general? The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Shmuel says, Ha'achin shechelku, the brothers who divide their property, they were inherited something. So, Ein lehen lo derech ze al ze, v'lo sulama ze al ze, v'lo chalona ze al ze, v'lo amas maim ze al ze. When they separate the properties, neither brother has any rights to use it as a path, to use it to put his ladder on to access his roof, or to use for windows looking inside the property, or to have a water system pass through. They're viewed as completely independent properties. So what's the idea here? V'hizharu behen, and be very careful with them, shalachos kavuos, and these are very well-established halachas. So the idea is, what's the reason behind this? Is because Shmuel holds b'ayin yofe mocher, that he sold with a very generous eye, and he didn't leave anything left over for him. So that's what you see the Rashbam says all this, that Bayin Yafe Mocher is in the middle of the Dibur Maschil, Ein Lehem Derech Ze Al Ze. So halfway down that Rashbam says, Ayin Yafe Mocher Velo Shire Derech Asmo. He sold everything and didn't leave anything over in his property, and that's because Shmuel holds like Rabbi Akiva, Bayin Yafe Mocher. So there's a big discussion in Rishonim. We're going to get to a daf later on. This is not really so comparable. One's Yerusha, one's a Mekach Umemker. You're not selling anything. Here's where you divide it up. So it's Ayin Yafa, it's Ayin Ra. It seems to be the same idea. If it's Ayin Ra, no one's holding back anything. The father died. So what's the Ayin Ra to speak of? But again, the simple understanding is that this is Ayin Yafa. And when the father dies, he gives everything over with the fullest strength. So each one gets full strength and protection of their property, and no one is able to access from the other brothers. That's Shmuel Lishita. So the Rav comes on back to the Gemara now. Rav Amar Yeshla, not true. When the father was Morish to his children, it was Ayin Ra, where all the other brothers do have some chelek, some hishtamshus on the other properties, so they can continue to use it as a derech, and to put the sulam on, and the amas amayim, and the chalonos, because Ayin Ra. So the Gemara thinks, Rav and Shmuel is l'shitaso, just like we have by Mekuch Memkar, Shmuel holds Ayin Yafe, Rav holds Ayin Ra, so too by Yerusha, it's Ayin Yafe, Ayin Ra, l'shitaso. And the Gemara says, Shrichu, you need both these cases to teach us this din of Rav and Shmuel. Because D'i Ashmin, and if we only have the case of Bahu, in Bahi, in that case, Bahi Kamar, which is Bahi, so look at Rashbam says here, where's the Rashbam I want? He only taught the case of, which one are we going with first here? The Yerusha, okay. D'i Ashmin and Bahi, which one? Yerusha, yeah. If we said that case Bahi are the brothers who divided the case of Yerusha, Bahi kama Rav, that's where Rav holds that the brothers still have a chelik on each other's property, Mishim Damar Le, because they could say to each other, Beina Lameder Ba, I want to live there, Kiecha the Darbe Avasa, just like Abba lived there, our father lived there, we always have the same rights to use all the different fields together. and Teda. I'll bring you a ride. Dichsev tachas avosecha yuvanecha. Below your fathers should your children live. So we inherit it the way the father used all the properties, so we as brothers could use them. So that's something unique when it comes to the din of Yerusha. Aval beha, in this case, eima modile lishmu. But maybe in the case of mekachu memkar, of selling the different properties, maybe there, Rav would even agree to Shmuel that ayin yofe roa, mocher. The itmar baha, if we had the first case only of mekach memkar, maybe baha kamar Shmuel. Maybe that's the only case where Shmuel says that we paskin ayin yofe. About baha, maybe by the case of the Yerusha, ema modi le Rav, maybe he agrees to Rav that ayin roa, and the brothers do have accessibility in the properties. Tzricha to teach me, even in that case, Shmuel says ayin yofe, and the brothers do not have access to the other properties. Okay, the Gemara now says, Amr le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna, Hilchasa kivasin or Hilchasa kivasaychu? How do we paskin? Is the halacha like us, or is the halacha like you? This is what Rav Nachman asks. Who's us and who's you? So if you look at the Rashbam, around it's six wide lines down Rashbam, the middle of the line, it says, Halchasa kivasan, is halach like us, like Shmuel, the Ayin Yafe? Because Rav Nachman was Tamido Haya, he was a Talmud of Shmuel. Do we pass him like my Rebbe Shmuel and Ayin Yafe? Or is it Hilchasa kivasaychu? Gemara didn't say that's the opinion of Rav Huna, who said above we pass him like Rav. So the Ayin Ra. So the Gemara says, Amr Lei, Hilchasa kivasaychu. He said the halacha is like you. The mikarvise lebaba de Reish Galusa, that you're very close to the gates of the Reish Galusa, the shchichi dayane, where dayanim are frequented. So you must know the halacha. Rashbam explains a little bit of the family here. The makarvise be Reish Galusa, that Rav Nachman, this is Rav Huna responding back to Rav Nachman. We hold like you, Rav Nachman. Because Rav Nachman, you're Talmud of Shmuel. And Rav Nachman was a chasn of the Bein Nesiyah Hava. He was the son-in-law of the Nasi. V'ragil v'makum ha-dayanam d'shchichi dayana. And that was a place where the dayanam would hang out. V'ra ma'isim b'chayom he'ach dani. And he would see how things were paskin. So therefore, we paskin like you, Rav Nachman, like Shmuel, that ayin yafe. Gemara now quotes, says in the two dats, a discussion here, itmar. Shnei batim zelefnim mizeh. You have two houses, or two rooms, one on the outside towards the Rishus HaRabim, and one more inside. So the halacha is shneim b'mecher, shneim b'matana, ein lehem derech ze al ze. What's the case here? So if you look back at the Rashbam now, where around where we left off, zelef nimizeh, drisas apnimi alachit on the Rishus HaRabim. So in order for the inner room to leave, he has to trample through the outside room to get to the Rishus HaRabim. So if I have, let's say, the inside room and Adam has the outside room, I need to get through Adam's house to get to Rishus HaRabim. So the halacha is, says the Rashbam, shneim b'mecher. So some landlord, Andy, sells his house both to me and Adam at the same time. I've got the inside house and he's got the outside house. Or he gave both of them to us as a gift, either way. To two different people. I, the inner house, I don't have the rights to trample through Adam's property. Just like when Andy gave it to me and sold it to me with Ayin Yafa, that I've got full right and no one else has any strings attached here. So to Lechita Nami, when he sold it to Adam, Ayin Yafa Yav is off, and he gave it to Adam with his full exclusive rights, where nobody, not even the Bais Pnimi, could trample through his property. Below Mikri Ayin Ra, Fila Rabban. That's not called being stingy. That's called Ayin Yafa. So that's the din of the Gemara. So then the Gemara says, now we're at the world's Kol Shekein. Now, koshkein chitun v'matana u'pnimi b'mecher. Now, certainly, if the outside he gave Adam as a gift, the chitun, and I was only sold it, certainly in that case I can't trample through, because when a person gives a matana, that shows that he likes him more. Andy doesn't like me too much. He made me pay for my house. He liked Adam a lot. He gave Adam a gift. So certainly in that case, Adam has a stronger taina, and that he has full protection of his bais chitun, and then certainly I cannot trample through his property. But when the Gemara wants to know, what about chitzon b'mecher u'pnimi b'matana? Let's say Andy likes me better. So he gave me as a gift, the house on the inside, and sold Adam. Adam had to pay for his house on the outside. So when he gave it to me with Ayin Yafe, Now do I have the rights to trample through Adam's property? Because Adam had to pay for his property. I was given it to as a gift. So I have a greater connection to Andy. So maybe when he sold it to Adam, he was selling it with some strings attached that the owner of the Bais Panimi, namely me, could access Adam's house to get to Rishus HaRabim. So Savar Mine, initially he wanted to suggest, Ein len derech zel zeh. Initially, I have no. Even though I was given as a gift to the Bais Panimi, I cannot access Adam's house. I can't trample through without asking permission or paying for it. But then the Gemara says, "Lohi, this is not true." Milo Tanan, there's a Mishnah tell us. The Mishnah that we're going to see in a week from now. The Mishnah says, "Bameh Dvar Mamurim." When is this all true? Bimocha. When is this all true that the Rabbanan require you to buy a derech? Remember, we had that whole machlokas about Rabbi Kiva Rabbanan. When I sell a property, do I have to buy a derech or not a derech? That's only true b'mecha. Look at Rashbam. Rashbam says around 10 lines up from the bottom, b'med v'amamurim, in the middle of the line here, the pligi rabbanan. When do rabbanan argue v'amri and they hold the tzorech lokech likech derech, that the lokech needs to buy a derech as well, aval mocher lo tzorech, but the seller doesn't, that's mishum d'bayin ra mocher. When I sell you my a boar, so ayin yira, you know, buy if you want, that's a boar you're getting. But if you want a derech, you want to use it, no, so you have to buy a derech. That's a separate purchase. That's only true hani mili b'mocher. When I sell you the boar, you also need to buy a derech. Aval nosin b'matan, if I give you my boar as a gift, mode even Rabban will agree that ba'ayin yafa yav, the yav gamis haderech. I'm giving you as a gift, so I want you to use it because I like you a lot. I'm giving you the boar, plus I'm throwing the derech there as well. So that's the chilek the Mishnah later on says. So the Gemara says, back to the Gemara, Mi lo tanan, does a Mishnah tell us later on, that b'med, v'amamurim, when is it true that you have to buy a derech as well? That's only b'mocher, when I'm selling you, I'm still holding things back. Aval b'nosin matana, when I give it to you, nosin, that's cool, I'm giving you everything, as a free gift. Not only the boar, I'm even giving you the derech. What's the svara? Alma, man diyav matana, bain yafa yahiv. When a person gives a gift, even though in general, Chacham hold that a mocher is ayin yira, he'll agree by a matana, a nosin is ba'ayin yafa nosin. So to here as well, hachanami man diyav matana ba'ayin yafa yav. So when Andy gave me the Bais Panimi as a gift and sold it to Adam as a mecher, so he's given it to me as an ayin yafa, that includes not only the Bais Panimi, but even access to walk through Adam's property of because he was sold to him as a mecher. If he gave it to both of us, then he loves both of us a lot, so then Adam has exclusive rights to his property. But if one's matana, the inner one's matana, and the outer one's a mecher, then the makabel has rights to use the bais chitza. Okay, we're good?
The Rashi says interestingly that even according to Rabbi Kiva, who holds bain yafa mocher, mm-hmm. So you're an ayin yafa in both cases, both with the matana and with the mecher, still the matana is ayin yafa tfei.
Ah.
It's a greater ayin yafa.
In which case, even he'll agree in this case that even the pnimi is a matana, he'll get to use the bais chitzel, and that's his mecher. Very good. Tell us about the new Mishnah tells us on the bottom of Samechai. Hamocher is a bias. Mechas adela, a person who sells a house, included in that sale is a door. You get the doors with it. The door comes with the property. Avalo, it's a mafteach, but the key is not included. Now Rashbam says the metaltel because the key is metaltel. I'm selling you property. I'm in the chubal lekarka, but I'm not selling you any metaltel. Mechas a machteshes kavu. If I'm selling a machteshes, what a mill of some sort?
It says attached mortar.
Attached mortar. Okay, some type of grinder, I guess. So a mortar, attached mortar kavua. Avalo asa miltelas, not one that is movable. Okay? Machas it's drobil, which Rashbam says is agul shusav herichaim, a circle that goes around the mill. What do they call this?
The grinding thing? The miller.
Miller? Okay, the miller?
A mill ring.
A mill ring?
Okay. It's like a wooden frame.
Okay, wooden frame of the mill. Avalo asa keles, which is what?
Hopper.
The copper?
Hopper.
Hopper, okay, I don't know what that is.
Okay. Where
okay.
The stuff goes
into. Yeah, okay. Velas a tanner.
A wide mouth that you put on something.
Uh-huh.
So that it can throw stuff in and use
okay.
It.
Okay, like a funnel. Velas a tanner, not an oven. Velas a kiraim, which is another type of oven. They're different size ovens. So all these things are considered metalton. Only when you sell a property, only things that are attached to the ground are part of that sale, but things that are movable. That's the general principle. But bizman she'amar lo hu v'chol masher betochu. When I say I'm selling it and everything that's in it, all the furniture, I'm selling the house as is and everything with it. So then the Mishnah says that harei kulan mechur, and everything is going to be sold together. Rashbam says on the top of Samech Chaim Rebeis, kol hanach tashmish hametalton. All those movable objects we mentioned before that are excluded are included in this type of language. Aval shar minei tashmishasa lo mizdavni, but other types are not. V'yafa gav damar kol mashu betocho eina ani mocher lo. Shall riba belashon ze ela tashmishin hamiuchadim lebay ze shen ragilin lashilan lebnei kvedim. It only means that things are normally used in the house. When I'm selling my house and everything inside, I don't mean all my clothing and my books. I mean things that the ovens and the stoves and the refrigerators and the wash and dryers, those things, even though they're not attached to the ground, but they're too heavy to move, that's what's really included. Which, again, is what's done, I think, understood by our sale agreements. When you sell a house, I sell it and everything that's part of it. And nowadays it lists every item, the refrigerator and the freezer and the wash and dryer. But if you write simply according to halacha, komash besochu, those are all going to be included. Of course, there are going to be certain things. What about the shelves? Are the shelves included? Are they attached to the wall? Are they not attached to the wall? There is going to be some level of suffix, but that's a general principle. Things that are really part of the usage of the house and somewhat heavy to move, that will be part of the sale when you say, Amar lo hu v'choma shebesocho. There's an interesting Tosa. We go back to Amud Aleph just for a second here. Tosa writes, Dibur Maskal lo machar lo satanav lo sakiraim lo sarechaim. When you sell a house, it does not include the oven and the different types of ovens and the mill. So Lahai Girsa, according to the Mishnah, is a Girsa that we have in front of us. So then, I read Betulushin, referring to detached ovens. Da'akatani machas amach teshes kavua, imkein krebelazar digamara asya. We haven't seen this yet. But e betaner kiraim michubarim, if referring to an oven that's attached, then ha Rebbe Eliezer hu damar kol hamachuber lakarka, harehu kakarka. If we're talking about things that are mamish attached and cemented to the ground or to the wall, that's not what we're talking about. Everybody would agree then that would be part of a general sale. We're talking about ovens that are not attached to the ground, and that's why they're part of the sale.
You wouldn't call that a talisman if it's mechuber mamish.
Well, and this halacha is apparently you would. We haven't seen Rebbe Elazar just yet, but apparently mechuber lakarka is really the definition. What's movable? Is it something that's easily movable or that's not attached to the ground? Now, one could question, what about our ovens nowadays, whereby they are not attached to the ground, but they are attached and you can't use it unless they're, attached to the wall, right? The gas line, the electric line, it has to be attached in that way. These are some of the svaras that they throw out, whether or not electronics require tevila. We say our ovens don't require tevila because that's too heavy. There's a certain size, like you're saying, even though it's movable, people don't move it. But some suggest that since you can't use, let's say, a stove, without it being attached to the wall, that's called mechuber lakarka. And things that are mechuber lakarka don't require tevila. Tevila's kalim only applies on kalim that can become tameh. The klal is things that are mechuber lakarka cannot become tameh. Cannot become tameh. So things that are attached to the ground are not kalim. So now you have an oven that is attached to the wall. That's how it works. So is that considered mechuber lakarka? So some say it is mechuber lakarka and doesn't require tevila. We typically paskin that electronics, if they're movable, they do require tefillah, even though it doesn't function without being attached to the ground.
My question was, is difference of opinion regarded to an electric urn?
Yeah, I don't want to get involved with tefillah's mechukim right now. Okay, fine. So Gemara now says, so that's what Tosfos writes. So again, if it's mechubal karka, even Rabbi Elazar will agree that part of the sale. We're talking about things that are not attached to the ground here. Then he goes on to say differently. He has another opinion, maybe really is talking about mechuba lakarka, but it's not a strong chibur. The connection isn't a strong chibur. So there's different grades of what's considered mechuba lakarka. Okay, let's go by it now. Gemara says on the top of Samech Hei Amr Beis, Sleima Masnisin Delok Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. The Rabbi Meir, Ha'amark Machar Sekerem, Machar Tashmishi Kerem. When you sell a Kerem, everything comes together. Our Mishnah says not true. If you sell the house, it means just the house. All the different tashmishim is not part of the sale. So we see clearly Rabbi Meir is not in accordance with our Mishnah. Why is it not true? Maybe you could say, Afilu Tema Rabbi Meir. Hasim Kviya, Hachalo Kviya. Maybe Rabbi Meir agrees, but there are different types of usages. There, it's talking about a situation where it's Kavua. Look at Rashbam, much further down the Rashbam, the last narrow line. It says, Mishane Hasim Kviya. Kolomer Hosom by the Kerem, but Rabbi Meir, Ikal Meimar Dulo, Ari Meir, Elabatashmish, Nakvum, Nolom, Soha Kerem, things that are established in this part of the work of the Kerem. Shein Mazizin Osam Misham Liolom. You never leave them. You leave the, I don't know what you use in a Kerem. Whatever you use in a Kerem is always, it just stays in the Kerem. The Afagav Deinim Kvum Bakarki, even though they're not really attached to the ground, you never remove the, you never bring the plow into your house. The plow stays in the vineyard. Aval machteshes sheina kvuah bekarka. It's not set in the ground. Zimdim the shaili lay. Sometimes you apparently lend it out. V'lo kviah bebayis kolkach. It's not set in the house. So that case, Rabbi Meir would agree, it's not part of the sale of the house. Only things that are always stay in that same makom, even though they're not attached, like the case of tashmishe kerem, that's part of a sale. So different types of usages. So the Gemara says, is that really true? The Mishnah lumps together a key and a door. A door, we said, is part of the sale, but a key is not part of the sale. What's the connection of Mafteach and Delos? Ma Delos de Kvir, af Mafteach de Kvir. So just like a Delos is something that's set, it never moves, it's always in the same house, so too we're talking about a key that's set as well, it's never removed. We're talking about, Rashbam says, a Mafteach b'shel eitz mairi b'de Kvir. Okay, one of those like wooden things that are hanging on a string, I'm imagining, that you just put in the wall, or you know, like the locks that you have like from the inside, the little chain. That's what I'm imagining here. You chain it, that's a lock, that's not part of the sale, but even though it's kaviya. So too, the kaviya therefore cannot be the klal, according to Rabbi Meir. Things that are kaviya are part of the sale. Things that are not kaviya are not part of the sale, because if that were to be the case, our case of the mafteach in the Mishnah is a mafteach that's kaviya, that's set, which is a chain that's part of the inside of the door. Yet, our Mishnah says that you don't sell the key along with it. So the Gemara concludes, you're right. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds, whenever you sell a property, all the different parts, whether it's kaveh or not kavuah, is part of the sale. Our Mishnah holds, not true. If it's attached to the ground, it's part of the sale. If it's not attached to the ground, if it's a movable thing, then it's not part of the sale. Okay. The Brisa tells us, Tan Rabbanan, Hamoch es habayis, machar es hadelos, vesa neger, vesa mino. Person sells a house, he sells the door with it, he sells the neger, which Rashbam says is the briach v'kavua b'kosel. It's more, I'm imagining some type of a brick or a beam that you put in through the lock. Does it say what that is?
Bolt.
A bolt, okay, fine. And vesa mino is a type of a lock, I guess, which is attached to the door. Aval lo asamavtech, what do they say it is? But not the key. The key is not part of the sale. So machas machteshes hachakuka. If you sell this type of, we said it was a mortar. You said right. That's Rashbam says kigon sela hayotze min hakosel v'chakak sham machteshes. This is a stone protruding from the wall, and you shave out some little dip to use it to grind something. So that's a machtesh hachakuka. That's been again chiseled out of the wall. That's the sale. Avaloas hakavua. But you don't sell that which is kavua, which Rashbam says, Shechakuka vasua vacharkach kava bakarka. But if you first made it and then afterwards you cemented it to the floor, that's not part of the sale. Only things that were the wall first, then you formed it into a machteshes. But machteshes that was then cemented on, that's not part of the sale. And machait strobel, you also part of that sale that we said was the frame around the mill, valoasa Kelis, which we said was the hopper. Yeah, I'm learning a lot here. The hopper. Velos ha-tanur, the tanur is not included either. Velos ha-kirayim, the different types of ovens are not included. Velos ha-rechayim, the mill is not included either.
And Rabbi, doesn't need to be included.
What does it need to be?
The door also came after. They put up the house and then they put in the door.
That's right, Machubber.
Machubber, you take it out the same way you put that in and you put in the door.
That's part of building of the house. Like, just like, then everything, the walls also. The walls are
stuff. The walls, it depends which ones.
No, that's true. It was all separate, and then you took them and moved it.
Well, there's outer walls and there are inner
walls. No, any walls you know. Any walls you use weren't here. I brought them from some other location, which was once Metalton, and now I moved it, and I started to build everything up. So the Delos is part, that's the bias. The Delos is a bias.
The Delos is not the bias.
Sure, it's part of the, yeah. We said before, by Nichse Ager, guy builds a whole house, and he leaves the door up. I come in and put the door on. I've completed the house. That's the completing of the bidding of the bias. Too bad.
All the credit.
Yeah, the contractor did all the work. I put the door up, a few hundred dollars for a door. I'm done. So the Delos is viewed as the Gemiras bidding habayis. So then the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, this is what Tosus quoted earlier, that kol ha-mechubal karka harein kikarka, everything that's attached to the ground is part of the karka and sold. Bizman she'amar lo hu v'chol ma she'besocho harei kula mechurim. When I say the property and everything that's included, that mamish includes everything. Bein kach, bein kach. But either way, even if you include mashe besocho, lo macha, lo sabor, lo sadas, lo sayitzia, there is a limitation. When I do sell the house and kol mashe besocho, it does not include the well, or does not include the dos, which we said one was a dirt well, one was a binyan well, lo sayitzia, which was that back shed, that's not included of the sale either, unless I again specify that. Okay, we're going to stop here because this brisa is about tumah. It's going to go deep into the next daf. Tomorrow's daf is not very long. So we'll stop here. And everyone have a good chodesh. I think we're going up there, one of the shortest dafs, I'm guessing. No, actually.